94.7 Buck FM, and look at this. We are chamber chatting. That's what we're doing with Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a little brisk out there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. It's winter. It's January.
It's January. You can't complain too much. We are talking today, and we're, by the way, are we live? Yeah, we're live. Sometimes I remember, and then sometimes I remember more. We are live on Facebook, so if you have anything you'd like to shoot into us here, I'll keep an eye on Facebook and try not to cover up Cheryl. I'm moving the microphone so that we can see Cheryl and her face over here. Well, you're hiding your face.
Yeah, you're hiding your face.
So anyway, bridging the generational communication barrier. What are we talking about here?
That's exactly what it is. The act of communicating is not new. We've communicated since caveman days.
Yes, we have.
But the challenge is because we've got five generations in the workplace, is that each different generation has their own specific preferred communication style.
I'm number two.
You're number two. All right. We'll talk about number two.
The baby boomers. Yes.
Well, but you know, it is. And one of the reasons why we have poor communication in our teams is because we don't understand the preferred communication styles.
Okay.
So let's go from the top down. And since Paul mentioned number two, number one is the traditionalists. They are 79 years young. They were pre-1965.
Okay.
Okay. Their preferred communication style is formal letters and face-to-face conversations.
Yep. That would be my mom and dad before they passed. Yep.
The baby boomers, they were born between 1946 and 1964. Their preferred is face-to-face or telephone.
Okay.
All right.
Face-to-face or telephone.
Typically, they don't like email or texting.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe I slide into the Gen X then almost. But yes.
Yep. Gen Xers are 39 to 59. They were born between 1965 and 1980. They're the early adopters of email because, you know, that was when email was invented.
The first thing, yep.
Right. And so they have a lot more variety in their communication styles. They appreciate short, brief messages instead
Amen.
Of long, lengthy
Preach
ones.
It, brother.
There
or
you
sister.
Go. All right. So now you know that Paul prefers short messages.
That's right. Get to the point. Let's get this thing on.
They also appreciate informal and flexible. So they'll use a combination of email, telephone, text, and face-to-face. But they also very much value professional etiquette.
Okay.
All right. The millennials are born between 1981 to 1966. They are the transparent visual communications. They like to overstep the chain of command.
Okay.
And they like everything to be written down in text or in emails.
Okay.
Why do you laugh about that?
Well, because those are the people I hired when I was a news director at a different location.
And it's true,
and
right?
It's true. Everybody had to have something written down. I mean, my good golly, I was writing stuff down. I spent half my day writing stuff.
All right. We're going to talk about how to fix this problem, okay? And then, of course, the last one is Generation Z. They're born after 1997.
Okay.
All right. And they... They're kind of a cross between the millennials and the Gen Xers, actually.
Okay. Right. How do we bridge the communication, Cheryl?
How do we bridge it? Well, you need to talk to each other, and you need to sit in your team meetings and find out what is going to work. So, for example, Gen Xers, baby boomers can teach millennials and Generation Z how to take better notes in meetings.
There you go.
Right? The Generation Z and millennials can teach the baby boomers how to use technology more efficiently.
Okay.
So it's a matter of taking your skill sets and learning from each other and finding and coming up with a way that is going to work for everybody so
best.
You don't have this miscommunication and frustrated teams.
All right. Business of the week
is Amalgamated Sugar.
Okay. And they've been around. Amalgamated Sugar, you see the big piles of beet. That's Amalgamated Sugar in there. They will haul that over to Twin Falls, or I think they have another processing plant in Paul. So
they have one in Paul. They have one up in the Boise area.
Right.
They are, according to their website, they are the second largest sugar manufacturer of sugar beets in the United States.
A big salute to Amalgamated Sugar. They support farmers out there, and anybody that supports farmers, you got my salute. I'll take my hat off and you can see my bald head. All right, what do we got going on?
We got to tell people that they've got to register for that free Kids in the Kitchen virtual cooking club.
Oh, hey, somebody sent me, maybe this was you, sent
that was
me a little.
Me.
That was you? Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to find somebody to get on the air with, and I haven't found
yet.
Yeah,
so.
But anyway, how do we do that?
The University of Idaho, you can go onto the chamber website at visitjeromeidaho.com, click on events. You need to register by, what's it say?
Thursday, January 28th.
But they have to register online by the 25th.
Oh, by the 25th. Okay.
Okay,
all right. Register online, and then
register
the event.
Register online, and then they will send
the
you the shopping list and stuff. And it's going to be great fun. And they're going to teach you how to do chicken pot pie. And what's the salad that's listed on there?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Talk among yourselves. I put it away because
you did.
Yeah, chicken pot pie and crunchy apple salad. So, ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. And the whole family can get in and watch this. So make sure you get online and do that. And then just a huge push to remind people to continue to put the mouse down and shop local.
Shop local. All right. There you go. And local, we dip into Twin Falls. And so some of the members are chamber members in Twin Falls. And so those folks we say hello to as well.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Well, Cheryl, how do we get... first off, all of this information is posted somewhere, right?
It is posted on visitjeromeidaho.com, and you click on the blog link, and you can read all of this information and more about the different communication styles for the generations.
All right. And then if we want to call you the old-fashioned way with the... rotary dial phone that everybody has.
Well, if you still have a rotary dial phone, some people listening might go, what on earth is that?
Okay. So, your cell phone.
Right.
Okay.
208-324-2711.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye.